Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyways, time for the limo entrances. First out is, I'm just gonna call her Jersey. She had on this leopard slinky dress, which I loved.
Loved.
She got my invite to the cookout just for this moment.
It was a good dress.
It was a good dress. Yep. I just love a tacky Jersey girl. And it wasn't even that tacky. It's leopard, which we're just not used to seeing coming out of a limo entrance. Yeah. I just love that was the first dress. It was a long, slinky leopard dress.
Yep.
And she's from Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Just loved it.
It was a cow neck.
It was a spaghetti strap. It was just trash.
Love it.
Love it.
But yeah, exactly. Love it, though. I want to see more print. I wish we see more print in limo entrances.
You know, I actually wrote that every single one of these girls got their dress at the Lord and Taylor sales section.
Everyone.
Like every last one
Every last one of them. Yep. All the dresses came from the same store.
The same store.
Yep.
Thank God for Instagram.
Yeah. A shout out to Lauren, I think was her name.
Jersey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got Carrie, 27 from Kansas.
Yep.
Bright neon magenta mess of a dress.
It was bad.
The color was blinding. It was like neon magenta.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
And I guess she didn't, and it was ruched.
Yeah.
And it was short.
That's so many elements.
It was a lot.
Melissa was next. She had on a pretty lame, just black.
Yeah, black dress. Yeah.
Same poof, hair poof. Didn't try to do anything different with their hair. Sharon, 32, from New York.
Mm-hmm.
A little cross-eyed to me. I don't know.
I couldn't even pay attention because this bitch had the nerve to salsa.
To salsa as she walked in. It was whack and bizarre. Like,
and
why?
Right. Speak Spanish. God forbid she actually identifies as Hispanic or Spanish. But she speaks Spanish and does the salsa in this thing. What?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Next, Natalie from Chicago.
Oh, my God.
She just looks tragic.
Natalie from Chicago took every trend that looked horrible at this time and wore it all at once.
One time.
A baby blue smoky eye.
Mm-hmm.
A contour. This is when we were first getting into the contour.
Really?
And honestly,
this early.
And if you weren't a drag queen, you couldn't do it. Forget a makeup artist. A drag queen. It was not it. It was not it. Then she had this blonde hair, like OD white blonde
hair. Platinum blonde. Yeah. Pinned straight with extensions. Like, it was not good.
Extensions that were not that great. Not well placed.
No. Right? No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? And then the dress.
I am almost positive this was my sophomore semi dress. I swear. I think hers was blue. Mine was pink. I have the pictures. No lie. I think I had this exact dress that she wore. Yup.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. You'll have to post it. We'll have to put it on
stories. Yeah, I'm going to try to find a picture.
Yeah.
but and her skin was so tan.
So against the, dark.
Against the blonde hair. Just Natalie looked awful.
Yeah, I feel bad. Natalie like fell into every trend that was going on at the time.
Just took them all and ran.
Yep.
Naomi looks like a bootleg Ava Mendez.
Yeah, she does.
She might be a POC.
Maybe.
She might, or she might be from like Sicily or something, like dark skin Italian.
Right. Maybe.
Her shoes were killing me though. It was, I don't know if you saw. Shoe. It was like a, it was damn near a kitten heel. It was a low heel. Not a kitten, but it was low. And it was closed toe.
Oh, was it?
Closed toe, like you wanted the office. You got a board meeting. That's what you wore walking out the limo?
The sticking in her hair is what got me, because I thought it was a claw clip.
Oh, God.
And I was like, Natalie, girl.
Oh,
would you not finish blow drying? What happened?
Right.
But it was one of them sticks. You know how the girls used to put sticks in their hair like this?
Yes, they'll stick through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. Who else? Megan.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I love the color of Megan's dress. It's like an emerald jewel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always love.
Nice.
She's also a mother, one of the mothers of the pack. Stacia was next.
Yeah.
She has like a 1920s flapper haircut, but it's doing nothing.
Nothing. I think, if I remember correctly, this was at the tail end of the Victoria Beckham moment.
Oh, when she had that haircut.
When she had that iconic haircut that she clearly got clipped every week, okay?
Right,
and looked so good on Victoria Beckham, and that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Yeah. It didn't look good on a lot of people.
Yeah, that could be it. Because I was like, why is this haircut a thing? This is terrible.
Yeah.
Her dress is awful. She had a purple sequined halter dress.
A lot.
It looked, to me, I wrote, looks like a Las Vegas off the strip showgirl.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's not in the big hotels. Yeah. She's in the motels. Oh, and their little sad shows that they do. It was terrible. Terrible dress.
Yeah.
Jackie, another flowy leopard dress that appreciate the leopard, but the dress looked...
Yeah, it looks very like, let's go on a picnic.
Yeah. It was Moo-Moo-esque.
Yeah, it was.
How large it was and flowy. Like, yeah. Lisa from Idaho. Another one just dangerously thin.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa.
A lot of girls that look very, very thin.
Very, really thin. Yeah.
Stephanie. My girl Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
I love this look.
I thought it was a little much, but it was good.
It was good.
It was good. It was good.
It was pink. It was patterned. It was sequins.
Mm-hmm.
Her boobs were out.
Yep.
It was another like Real Housewives of Orange County season one.
Totally. Going to somebody's graduation pool party. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Vicky's like one of her kids is graduating. Yep. Backyard. Yep. One of those. But yeah, I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Some girl named Treasure.
Treasure.
A white girl with this ghetto fabulous name. Treasure. She said it twice. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. That was really her name.
Uh-huh.
Treasure. Hilarious. Raquel from Brazil.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody. Jeez.
Somebody. I mean, she looked white, but all right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
International taker.
And then Jason said he speaks a little Spanish, which I don't know what that has to do with Brazil, Jason.
I know. As he said that, I was like, he definitely thinks they speak Spanish in Brazil.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
100%. Mm. Oh, God. Shelby, someone named Shelby who looked like a Shelby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bottle blonde, short bob, haircut with the bump it in the back.
Yeah.
That is Shelby. That is a Shelby.
I love a Shelby. I love a Shelby.
Nikki was the best looking one.
By far. Timeless dress.
Timeless. Yeah.
Really nice. Just looked very pretty. Titties sitting.
Sitting out. Looking good. Mm-hmm. Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Jessica Rabbit-esque dress. Mm, like black sequins.
Yeah.
And Nikki has, I think, the thickest eyebrows as well. Or thicker than the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
So she looks, more timeless. All these girls look dated. Very dated.
Very.
Yeah.
And even farther back than the time was.
Than even farther back. Early 2000s.
Yes!
This is late 2000s.
Yes.
Right? We get Molly, who we already know is our winner.
That's what I knew was an M name, and I was pretty sure it was Molly. Okay.
Who's 24. I didn't realize she was that young.
A baby.
Child. Same middle poof hair thing.
Yep.
She had on a terrible dress. It's another terrible one. Now, Erica, 25.
Yes.
Erica was kind of thick.
She was.
She might have been a size 8, I'd say. Compared to all the other girls, I was like, oh.
I know.
Okay. Yeah,
she was kind of thick. She was definitely very Jessica Simpson heavy inspired.
Yeah.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.